How you doing, mate? Ask who I'm speaking to, please.
Yes, Louisa.
Louisa, how you doing? It's Mr. Cordell phoning, Simon Cordell. And I've got large concerns that I'm in process of suing the company that you represent for already. They're going through the process. I'm going through early resolution in regards to suing about employees and negligence and gross misconduct. I just received another letter which has been sent to me fraudulently. They're saying that loads of stuff about me, about diagnosis of unexpected organic psychosis and stuff. I've never been diagnosed with anything in my whole life or had any problems. I'd just like to be able to speak to a gentleman called Super Apadu. I won't really call him a gentleman.
Super.
Is it possible to speak to Super? Yeah, Mr. Cordell. Simon Cordell.
Simon Cordell, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, who is Super's line manager, may I ask, as well? Is it Mr. G. Ben Yure?
Ben Yure, yes.
Who's Ben?
He's
is he available at the present, Ben Yure?
No, he isn't at the moment, because I've just seen him go out. Right, Mr. Apadu is not in. I've just checked the movement book, and he's actually off sick today, so he's not in at all.
Okay, well, I'd just like to make it noted that for a fact here, that I've took all this information from the computers, I've put my FOIs in, I've got every note that's been set right by you, by the other staff that represent the company you do, Louise, and I basically putting in fraudulent claims in against you lot now, suing the company. I'm going through early resolution to do that. I've spoke to all the highest team managers and that in them departments and recorded the conversations. I've built a complete portfolio, and I believe that very shortly them offices are going to get ripped apart by a special investigation taking place, because I'm going public on my website, and I just want Subbu and I want Ben, why are you a team and all that leader, because all their names are covered in what they've done to me and to my name and my definition of character. I'm not happy for them to be writing to my doctors. These people shouldn't even be employees for the company at the present with the draft website that I put up already.
You know we're not a company with the NHS.
Yeah, you're a trust. You're not an associate. Yeah, there's six different things that you can be: company structures. One's a limited company, CIC, community.
No, we're under the NHS.
Yeah, the NHS. Yeah, you're a trust. You're NHS trust. You're NHS. Yeah. You're a trust. There's six different company structures that any person can have, and them six different company structures are: one, a limited company; two, a CIC, community interest company; three, an association; four, which is what yous are, which is a trust. And
no, we're not a trust asset. No. Let me just explain. We're not a trust company. I can say that now. We're under the NHS,
but
public funded. We're not a company.
Yeah, but where it says it's Barnet, Enfield, and Haringey Mental Health, NHS Trust, NHS Trust, the University Teaching Trust. There's only
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a trust. This company, when it's built with a memorandum of articles of association. So you have an articles, a document that says articles of association, and you have a memorandum of without capital and share under the 1963 Act. And what happened is people will come along, like, and they will sign the Directors Act. And then what they do is they buy assets for the company. They don't own nothing to do with the company. This company is set up as a trust. It is a company.
Right.
It's
okay,
not.
Right.
It's an organisation that is a trust. I understand
okay, right.
The ins and outs of it backwards.
Okay. Ultimately, instead of us discussing what kind of company or not company we are.
Organisation you are. What sort of all six of them are organisations.
Either way, so you've rung up to speak to Super, and Super's not here.
Yeah, or to one of his line managers.
Would you like me to leave a message for both Super and his manager to say that you've called? Yeah.
Can you just make sure that they know it's a blatant fact that they're writing to my doctors, they're writing that I've got previous diagnosis. I've got all of the doctor's notes that they've got, and what they've done is abuse of process and malicious prosecution. What they've done is they frauded everything in the beginning. Then what they've done is I've never been obsessed with a mental health illness in my whole life. There's 900 days since 2014, since I got put on this curfew in my house, which is illegally done, 9-year curfew. I never got arrested, nothing else. I'm not allowed at my that these doctors and all that collaborated together as a collective of people all talking in joint circular throughout the computers. I've stripped the computers, the forums, and they're all talking about how they're going to get me onto tablets, they're going to do this, they're helping each other, trying to get away with the intervention of the course of justice, which is 1963, perjury and the rest of it, 1911. Yeah, what they're doing is so so highly illegal. Their feet ain't gonna, I'm gonna get them 100 years each, and their feet ain't gonna touch the ground by the time I'm finished them. They've been talking in a forum every day behind my back while I've been sitting in this house, planning how they're gonna ruin my life, yeah? How they're gonna get me on tablets, they're gonna do this to me, that everything that I'm saying is a conspiracy, and that the reason they're doing this is to me is because I'm delusional, because I'm saying that there's a conspiracy being set out against me by the Metropolitan Police and by the Enfield Council, and now because I'm also involved in the NHS involved in it. Before I even got to hospital, yeah, St Anne's, all the hospitals refused to even have access to me. The police station knew that they were in the wrong, started trying to get a private bed. Eventually, Junior Clinic for St Anne's Hospital agreed to take me in that hospital, yeah. They brought me in there. Before I even got there, they had done a drugs chart. They put like six of the worst drug medications you could have. One of these tablets is bad enough to kill someone, let alone putting someone on six different tablets, trying to force the tablets down my throat, yeah, telling me if I don't take these tablets now, I'm never going to get released again, yeah. Right. I was on an assessment wing, yeah, not even a treatment wing. I'd never been diagnosed with nothing in my whole entire life, even till now. They're planning in the forum every day, yeah, we've got to go and get something. Do you know how many times I've recorded them not coming in? I've got over 50 recordings of them coming into my house. Right. Do you know how many recordings I've got of your call centres? I'm even recording this conversation now. I've transcribed every recording up completely that I've ever had with yous lot, yeah? Every meeting that I've ever had with any of these staff, I've transcribed them all up. I've put them all in a diary, all of their notes in diary format, in organising. I've built brand new books for them, PDF books. I'm coming to stand up for my rights, and I'm telling you, them staff that I'm talking about, Subban, should never ever be allowed to look after another person ever again under the 1981 Social and Care Workers Act, and they should never, listen to this, I'm telling you, I'm Louise, it ain't your fault what's happened here, but can you please send them a message? What they're sending to my doctor, I will never use my own doctors ever again because of the abusive process to which they've done, bullying my doctor to call me in for mental health meetings when they know there's never been, they set me up in the beginning, there's no signatures to none of the ASBO or nothing, yeah, they all forged, every police officer done four statements each, five of them, they've changed.
Simon, can I just stop there? Can I just double check your date of birth?
26/1, 1981. They think that I'm gonna back off and lay down here now. They're gonna write all these malicious things about me that are fraudulently done under the Companies Act 2006, and they think that I'm gonna sit here timid and afraid of them because of how many of them there are, yeah. And listen, send them all to my house now, yeah, and I'll show them a report that they'll make them never touch the floor. Do you know how many doctors have run out of my house because I've shown them my paperwork? I showed them my paperwork. They run out of my house. Send them to my ass and I will ruin their lives, I'm telling you. And I'm coming to get the ones that touched me. Every single one of them that's in them files, tell them Simon's coming to get you. Yeah, I'm going to ruin their lives for this. Half of them ain't ever... I'm striking them off the registry, yeah? I'm sorry, Louise. I'm going to go and let you have... Louise, I think you've got the gist of this conversation. I'm sorry that you don't pay... You're not even paid to have to deal with stuff like this.
Hang on, Simon, what do you want me to do?
Tell Simon, if they ever write, tell them, Simon said, you ever write anything about his name again, he's coming to get you already for what you've done, and anything else is just going to add on to his case to help him get there. I'm wiping them off their jobs. I don't want none of them to be employed by this trust ever again. I'm coming to get my money from that trust for what I've lost and the damage that they've done to my life, yeah? I'm going to rip that place to pieces. If they've got anybody that thinks I'm acting psychologically, mentally impaired or ill, send them to my front door and see what happens to them as well, yeah?
Simon, just stop for a moment, take a breath.
I'm sorry, madam.
No, I just want to understand where we're at with this, because from what I can see on the records, you're not under our service anymore.
Yeah, because they're shook, because I've got proof of, they're all one signing it off, but
that's good, so we're both in agreement that you've been discharged from service, so what do you want from us now?
I want my money back, and I want reprimand to the people that touched my life, and that I can prove negligence and gross misconduct against.
First of all, with money... Well, we've
got,
we don't have
money. Yeah, NHS Resolution have gave me the insurance policy. They've told me that they're insured to unlimited amount of insurance. Right. They've told me send my report over to them. And I'm going to get my money. I'm sending my report over to these now, and these are still writing about me behind my back.
I was just about to say to you, that's the best way to do it. We need a letter.
I'm sending it over. I'm putting it online first, so I'll make sure that everyone's watching what happens, and I'm sending you like that paperwork.
Okay.
And I'm telling you,
which way you want, but you need, what I think the best thing to do is to lift your concerns on paper. Just send it to us in the post.
There's 15, just in there, what they've wrote, 15,000 pages that I've stripped out of the computers about
right.
me.
Well, that's
do you know, in 2014, sorry for being rude, this all started because they let all my neighbours start attacking me and I never done nothing, I never had no disease, nothing, because of this ASBO, they started using my missus, do you know what clocks it? In 14, Enfield Council wrote to the NHS and asked the NHS, is Simon Nolan to us?
Simon. Right, I'm asking you to stop talking, I'll tell you why, because it's all good and well you're telling me everything on the phone, but there's nothing I can do with it.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Louise.
The best bet, no, it's not about you going on. I think the best thing
is
to put it all down in a letter and send it to either George or to...
To St. Anne's Hospital. I'm not letting them update. It's going straight to St. Anne's and I've sent it to the Independent Advocacy. The Independent NHS Advocacy. And them not even touching their hands on it. They're all getting lined up. I'm going to line them all up properly for this. God bless you. Have a good day, madam.
I think really, the best way forward is you write down everything that you're not...
I've already done that. I've done it. There's 15,000 pages just to what they've wrote in their... Do you know what happened? Listen to this, madam. I'm listening to you. I've already done what you're telling me to do. I'm telling you what I've done, yeah? In 2014, Enfield Council wrote to them doctors because they were in trouble and said, is Simon known to NHS? The doctor said he's not known, he's never been known. This was on the 23rd of September 2015.
There's nothing I can do.
I understand, but you're close to super and that, and they're still writing to my doctors. I can't even go there and get medical treatment anymore because of how they've acted tell them to stop writing to my bloody. Did they write to my doctors again? I swear to God, I'm going to make their head spin faster. Their feet ain't touching the ground as it is again after this.
I can tell you now, they probably won't be writing to your doctors because you're not part of the service anymore.
I appreciate that, man. I'm going to go, madam. Right, I'm glad that I spoke to you today rather than anybody else, to be honest. And I'm sorry that I've...
I'm sorry. I've been on the phone for too long because it's switchboard. I've got other calls coming.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that fully.
I think the best thing to do, Simon, is just send a letter in with everything that you're not happy about to either George or to Suba.
It's going to the private NHS advocacy, and I'm going to the European Convention, and I'm going to let the European table deal with it rather than let these courts deal. I don't want these courts touching it. I'm going to make sure these lot suffer for what they've done.
All right, they're lovely.
God bless you, madam. God bless you, madam. God bless you. Bye. And you too. Bye.
Bye.